Masechet Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah He. In the previous Mishnah, we finished off by saying, En ben Adar Rishon la Adar Sheni, Ela Mikra Megillah u'Matanot Levyonim. There's no difference between the first month of Adar and the second month of Adar. Because we went on that type of, we use that type of terminology, the Mishnayot of this Perek are going to continue with that type of terminology. En ben this is no different between this and that, besides the following few details. Till the end of the Perek, it's going to go with that type of Lashon. So the Mishnah says, "En ben Yom Tov la Shabbat ila ochel nefesh bilvad." There's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbat in regard to following the melachot. All the melachot of Shabbat have to be followed on Yom Tov. Ela ochel nefesh bilvad. Besides, for any type of melacha, any type of action that a person has to do in order to feed himself, to provide food for himself. The Rambam comments over here and he says, when we're saying ochel nefesh bilvad, those are the only types of melachot, it's not necessarily true, halacha lemaaseh. This Mishnah, he says, is according to Bet Shammai, that Bet Shammai only allows this specific detail of ochel nefesh bilvad, but really, Bet Hillel, who we hold like halacha lemaaseh, would say a little bit different. He would say, mitoch shehutra lesorech, namehutra shelo lesorech. Since we allow it, for sorech ochel nefesh, since we allow, for example, we allow you to carry something down the block in order to provide food for yourself, we allow also carrying in situations that are not necessarily ochel nefesh. So now the entire melacha of hotza'ah, carrying, becomes mutar. So that's really how we hold halacha l'maaseh, and that's how that's what the Rambam says. Mishnah continues and says, En ben Shabbat l'yom kippurim, Ela sheze zedono bide adam, veze zedono bihikaret. There's no difference between Shabbat and Yom Tov and Yom Kippurim. The melachot have to be followed fully in both situations. But in regards to punishment, there's one difference. In regards to Shabbat, in regards to if somebody violates Shabbat, his punishment is given bide adam. A bet din has the ability or the authority to try him and to give him a sekilah, to stone him, in the event that he's proven guilty. But in regard to Yom Kippur, with Yom Kippur, if a person is found to be guilty, he's punished by God, he's punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with karet, and man does not have the ability to serve punishment to that person who violates Yom Kippur. Masechet Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah says, En ben hamudar hana'a mechavero, lamudar mimenu ma'achal, Ela derisat haregel vechelim she'en osin bahen ochel nefesh. Mishnah says there's no difference between somebody who takes a vow not to gain any benefit from his friend whatsoever to somebody who takes a vow not to gain any benefit from his friend in regards to food, besides the following two cases. Ela derisat haregel, a person who takes a vow not to gain any benefit from his friend whatsoever, can't even walk onto his friend's property, that's considered benefit, as opposed to a person who takes a vow not to gain any benefit from his friend in regards to food. He's allowed to walk onto his friend's property. That has nothing to do with food, so it's allowed. Second case is, v'chelim she'en osin bahen ochel nefesh. And to borrow from his friend an item that has nothing to do with ochel nefesh, it has nothing to do with food. Somebody who takes a vow not to gain any benefit whatsoever from his friend is not even allowed to borrow that. That's benefit if he borrows it. While somebody who takes a vow only in regards to food is allowed to borrow those kelim because that item has nothing to do with ochel nefesh, nothing to do with food. The Bar Tenura throws in over here, all this applies only in a place where it's not normal for the owner to rent out these kelim she'en osin bahen ochel nefesh. If it's normal for the owner to usually rent these things out, even the person who's making a vow not to gain any benefit only from food is not allowed to borrow these non-food items. Why? Because the original owner now is giving up on the money he would have gained, and the person who's borrowing it is gaining something for free. He's not paying for it. And now, with the money that he would have had to pay to rent it, he can go buy food with. So therefore, it's considered some sort of food benefit for that person if the original owner had opportunity to rent it out for money and is giving it to his friend here for free. The Mishnah continues and says, En ben nedarim lindavot, ela shehanedarim hayav ba'ahar yutan, umdavot eno hayav ba'aharayutan. So the Mishnah is saying there are two separate cases over here. Number one is a person who's taking a neder and a nedava. What is a neder? The Rambam says a neder is hushiomar hare alai ola o shelamim. A person who takes it upon himself to bring in ola or shelamim, different type of korbanot. So the obligation is on him, not on the animal. But a nedava, the Rambam writes, hushiomar hare zo ola o shelamim. He's designating a certain animal for an ola or a shelamim. The obligation is not on him, rather he's designating a certain animal to be brought as a korban. The only difference between those two cases is if somebody brings says a neder, they make an obligation on themselves to bring a korban, and he had a certain korban in mind, and that animal gets lost or dies, the person is still obligated. He's still obligated to go bring a korban because he didn't designate one certain animal, rather he took the obligation onto himself, as opposed to a nedava. If a person took a nedava, Mishnah says, "Undavot eno hayav ba'aharayutan." A person is not responsible if that nedava passes away or it's stolen or whatever may happen to it. That person is not obligated to now go bring a new korban because he only brought an obligation. He only said that specific animal was obligated. The Rambam does say that in both of these cases, in a nedava or in a neder, a person is liable if he's oved bebalte aher, if he brings the korban late, if he prolongs the neder or nedava, and he doesn't fulfill his vow in a timely manner, which Rashi says is 3 regalim passing, the Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuot, if those 3 holidays pass, and he doesn't bring it, he violates this command.